Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The next question for tonight deals with the second coming of Christ. In this, we read, does it say in the Bible that the Lord will never set foot on the earth again? What was the initial purpose for which Jesus Christ came to this world? There were several things that He sought to accomplish. To begin with, He came to seek and to save those who were lost. In order for Him to seek and to save those who were lost, it meant that He had to reveal, as well as to implement or to establish, the plan. And Jesus executed that during the time in which He was here. In fact, He, in His death, said that it is finished. He had accomplished everything that God had sent Him to do. Also, though, we understand that He came to explain and to glorify our Heavenly Father. In this, in the Old Testament times, the prophets had spoken on the behalf of God, revealing God. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 says, God, who at various times and in various ways spake in times past to the fathers through the prophets. Verse 2 says, though, that He has in these last days spoken to us through Jesus Christ, His Son. Jesus Christ came in a very special way and spoke with regard to the Father in ways that God had not been revealed in times past. How and why? Because Jesus spoke in a very personal way concerning our Heavenly Father. You see, He preexisted in heaven with God as God, and therefore whenever He came to this world, He is able to declare or to explain God in a very full manner, unlike those times that the prophets spoke on the behalf of God. They spoke the will of God and spoke accurately. But still, Christ is able to give that personal explanation of God. Not only do we find that He explains God, but friends, also we understand that He glorified God throughout the entirety of His life. He accomplished those things while He was here. What was His initial purpose in coming? Also to purchase and to establish the church. There was no plan B, no matter what the premillennialists want us to believe. The church was indeed a part of heaven's eternal plan, and when Christ came and gave His life at Calvary, the church was to be instituted after His death, burial, and resurrection. And we know that He established the church from what we read in the book of Acts chapter 2, as well as He purchased the church from what the Apostle Paul says from Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. So now we understand, at least in part, what the purpose of His initial coming was. Then I ask, what is the purpose in His return? It's much different than what we find as to what He wanted to accomplish whenever He came the first time. In coming the second time, we find that it is to resurrect the dead. Jesus taught Himself in the book of John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, that the hour is coming when all who are in the grave will hear His voice and come forth. He will, in His coming, bring forth all who are in the grave. But then also, in His second coming, He will deliver up the kingdom unto our Heavenly Father. That with in itself is very important. It is so essential for us to understand the church and to be a part of the church, to be in the right church. Why? Because it's only that kingdom that will be delivered back up into our Heavenly Father in the end. What is it that premillennialists assert? They say that when Christ comes, He's going to establish a kingdom here on the earth. But yet Paul says that whenever He comes, when all rule, power, authority is laid down, the kingdom will be delivered up unto the Father. But also, Paul shares with us by the message that he wrote unto the saints at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, that in His coming, God will judge the souls of all of mankind. But then also, the Bible very clearly tells us that in His second coming, He will come and destroy the earth. The earth will melt with fervent heat. In fact, I believe that maybe an explanation as to the way in which this consuming fire will be initiated is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 7, where Paul to the saints in Thessalonica says that He will come in flaming fire, taking vengeance upon those who do not know God and upon those who have never obeyed the gospel. So the purpose for His first coming is much different than the purpose in His second coming. In His second coming, we will stand before God and enter into the eternal realm, either as saved or as lost. In this then, what are some specific statements that we find about His second coming and where He will be? Will He be in the sky? Will He be here upon the face of the earth? I want to draw our attention to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through verse 18. In this context, Paul says that the Lord Himself will descend from heaven and He will appear before all of the world. No one will be able to miss His second coming. In the denominational world, they say that there is going to be a rapture and only certain ones are going to recognize that Christ has come, and that's going to be the saints. Friends, that's contrary to what the Apostle Paul says here, that the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. In this, everyone will see, hear, know that He has come. Where is He coming from? He's coming down from heaven. But then also, Paul shares with us in the same context, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we would also understand that all who are in the grave will be raised in that order. So when he says that they are raised, or they will rise first, what does he mean? I believe that this is where they will be called out of the Hadean realm. And where will the Lord be? And where will those who have been resurrected from the grave be? Paul also explains this in context. He says, those who are alive or remain until that day shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. Not here in this world. He's not going to set foot upon the earth. That's what Paul understood. But rather, we will all meet the Lord in the air. A passage that came to my mind also as I was considering this question was what is taught in the book of John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus has told the apostles that I go to prepare a place for you. In this, where he says, I go to prepare a place for you, if he were planning to come back to this earth, wouldn't it make sense for him to say that whenever I come, I will prepare the earth for you? He doesn't say that. But rather, the place that he has prepared is outside of this world. It is in heaven. But then also note what he says in the same context. He informs them, I will receive you unto myself. I'm not coming back to where you are. I'm not going to dwell here in a literal, physical manner. But rather, where I am, there I will receive you also. And then he goes on to say, where I am, there you will be also. I guess I've already said that. So in that, as Christ returns, we will meet Him in the air. We will be taken to stand before God in judgment. Hence, it is so important for us to be a part of the kingdom so that we will be able to be in the eternal kingdom in heaven someday.